You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. Another special movie edition of Comedia Go-Go's podcast, Public Access. This is Jess.
This is Regan.
And guess what? This is Larry this
what?
Time.
What? What
are you doing here?
I fucking had nothing better to do, man.
Yeah, right. Hell yeah. And it's our special movie edition of the podcast that we like to call, have you seen this, man?
Nope.
It's a podcast where one of us or some of us watch a movie that we have never seen before, and then we revel in the cinematic majesty that is the movie we've never seen. Going to be enjoyable. And Larry, since you're back with us for the first time in this movie
since
podcast,
you're back for
we're
the
happy
first time.
Campers. We're pleased as punch to have who as our guest today?
Filmmakers extraordinaire, Mr. Chris Phipps and Jared Yerkes, finally on Public Access. Guys, how's it going?
Hello, hello. Very good.
That's Chris Phipps.
It's going very well.
And that's Chris's friend.
That's pretty accurate.
Oh.
That's pretty accurate.
That's Jared Yerkes. He's a great director. It's been a lot of fun working with you guys. So what have you got going on lately?
Well, I'm producing a comedy horror feature. It's an anthology called Scare Package. Just went public on Entertainment Weekly couple weeks back, and we've got Emily Higgins as the director.
Awesome.
Chris McEnroy, who I've worked with quite a few times with Death Metal and with We Summoned a Demon, which we just finished a while back, and that's on a film festival tour right now, and it's doing really well. I've been busy on my end.
Yeah, and you are a Public Access alum.
I had a great first experience.
And we are popping Jared's cherry.
Yes.
On Public Access.
So glad you can't see this.
It's been brutal. What have you been up to, man?
Well, over the summer, we shot a movie, Last Delivery, starring these guys right
what?
Here.
What? Yeah. You guys were in a movie?
I was there?
Yeah, starring
Jess and Larry.
Well, starring Jess.
Yeah, but I mean, I would say you guys are definitely stars.
You're the scene
sure.
stealer, Larry. Everybody knows.
You're
the
scene stealer.
If
for
I'm
sure.
in a film, it's fucking my film.
Yeah.
Guys.
No, it really is. Yeah, exactly.
But everybody just did a fantastic job, and we're in the middle of a post of that right now, so we'll hopefully be done early 2018. So,
well, quick synopsis of the movie for our listeners of what The Last Delivery is about.
Absolutely.
Mostly just what does Larry do in it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Actually, if you could just talk about how good I am.
Yes, please.
No, what's the movie about, Jared?
We pan down to Larry. Okay.
Yeah. I have a Dirk Diggler scene at the end.
He sees his name in lights, Larry Garson. Yeah. No, Jess plays a kind of a hapless, down on his luck pizza boy.
Very, very true life.
Yes, absolutely. And it's like the week of Christmas, and things are just not going well, and he's having a really rough night.
Yep.
And he kind of gets caught up with this eccentric drug dealer who Larry plays.
Yay!
Yeah.
Well,
and yeah, absolutely. I remember it was scary. And then they basically meet, and from there shenanigans ensue. And I'll leave it at that for now.
Shenanigans do ensue.
Yeah. And it was indeed The Last Delivery.
Yes. And there's a nice title track at the end. Aretha Franklin's going to sing it.
Was it fucking Foreigner?
I wish it was, actually.
That's awesome, guys. I'm really, really happy you came down from all the way from Austin, Texas.
For sure.
A lot of our listeners are based out of, and you know, for all our listeners in San Antonio, they're better than us.
Yeah.
just by nature of it. That's the rule.
Yeah.
That's
the general rule. Just by area code alone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's cool. No, that's true.
And you brought beer for us, and which I truly appreciate. It has Medusa's.
Yeah, Medusa from Jared's hometown of Conroe, Texas.
Absolutely. Conroe, Texas. Represent Conroe Tigers.
There you go.
Ooh,
yeah. Okay, there it is.
There it is.
And looking at this Medusa head, I am turning to stone.
Yes.
Yeah, getting rock hard.
Absolutely.
Right, guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
She is pretty hot. This is a very...
Yeah. No, she's very attractive.
Medusa.
They did a good job.
That's how she gets it.
Oh, shit, she has grapes in her hair.
What?
Are those berries?
Oh, okay, they're berries.
Are you sure?
Snake berries.
Well, there is a... It's a belt... Dude, okay, look, it's Belgium style. All right, Medusa's rich dark fruit flavors are delivered from a true Belgium Abbey yeast, obviously, and Belgium candy sugar. I mean, those flavors alone are transition into a sweet, breedy, malt base, Regan.
Okay, describe the flavor then, guys. How's it taste?
It's really best enjoyed in a tulip glass served at 44 degrees. So,
I want to hear your guys' palate.
Well, it's 11% alcohol, these beers. I guess we should give Copperhead Brewery a shout out here.
Absolutely.
They came from there in Conroe.
Yeah. Yeah, you bought it.
Yeah.
They got their money into us.
Fuck them. Actually, no, fuck them. No.
I don't drink beer and it tastes good. I think it's good.
Ooh. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, good.
He's got a sweet tea chaser.
Yeah, exactly. But I saw the thing. I was like, well, I'm going to taste that.
Does it blend well with the sweet tea?
This is always a palate cleanser, but just like from fresh start, this is actually really good. All right.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of the 512 IPA, which is funny because IPAs usually don't taste like this. So
It's very beery. Would you like to taste it?
Berry?
You'll say it tastes like beer. Tastes like beer.
It's definitely robust,
but
I'll tell you that.
There is a berry. It has fruit notes. Tastes different from all the other bullshit, right?
Yeah. Definitely has flavor.
It's not as good as the strawberry beer we had with Chris Motto.
I don't think I tasted that.
Yeah, you certainly did.
It's no Pearl, let's be honest.
No, it is no Pearl. So, Chris, we've been friends for a long time, and I have been friends with Chris.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. It's official now.
It's been a.
Does he know this?
Living a lie. No, me and Jared have been acquaintances for at least a year. Me and you, I thought we're fucking friends.
We were. I just would. I would love
were
some more.
As in past tense.
I would love some more Larry Chris time. But this is a good start.
Yeah. This is getting there. There's always people around.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. All these fuckers. You know what I'm saying?
But you, I would have to say, without question, are the number one horror or really movie collector that I've ever met. Like, you own 35 millimeter reels of films.
Yeah, I'm that nerd.
Really, like, obscure marketing, I guess you can say, and promo stuff.
Sure.
And so it is no surprise that not only is this the first Have You Seen This Man podcast that I've been a part of, but it's also the first Have You Seen This Man VHS.
Yep.
Yes,
that's true. Yeah, well, let's go.
Rewinding the format.
Tell us about the movie that you brought.
Yeah, well, I discovered this movie kind of by accident. You talked about my collecting, and there was a Craigslist ad for a guy.
Always leads to good stuff.
Video store shut down in Arizona, and he wanted he had 1,100 VHS tapes to sell for $300.
Oh, wow! Oh,
so in the middle,
that's like $4 a movie.
Yeah,
yeah,
nope.
Yeah. So I was actually, back then it was like a decade ago before the film thing really took off. I was working for an aquarium company, and I saw this ad and I emptied out my work truck.
Yeah.
And in the middle of working hours, I skipped out and went to go try to pick up 1,100 VHS tapes,
in
which
Arizona.
Was a lot more. Well, this guy was coming through Austin. I don't know what this guy was up to.
Okay.
He was coming for you.
1,100 VHS tapes is. I had a long bed Dodge in this.
Yeah.
And I drove through Mopac in the middle of August, and it was like a mountain of tapes. In back truck, I rushed home as quickly as I could. They were already getting soft by the time I got to the
what time of the year was
apartment.
This?
Middle of August.
Oh my gosh! For the best of us,
for sure.
Let it get to you, man.
Absolutely.
I'm over it now, but
that's what the ED setting on VCRs are for.
That's right.
Yeah.
Ejectile dysfunction.
Oh, gosh. So anyways, it all worked out, and it took me a while to kind of get through most of those movies, but when I saw the box for this one, and it said, Ken Sagos, the kid who survived Nightmare on Elm Street Part 3, is back.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. It's so much information just right there. Like,
so when a movie has to reference a more popular movie in its credentials, that always says, fuck this movie.
Yeah.
Except for Action Jackson. which was this year's Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, that's
but was and some it? Critics said that too.
But what? Right? That's true. Yeah, that's true. If like a critic this, says it, you can get away. This is them
yeah.
just saying.
Yeah, that, yeah,
that's them saying.
Oh, and so, we didn't. So, what is the name?
Yeah,
of the
title.
Movie, Chris?
The movie is called Death by Dialogue.
Yeah, which is,
yeah, which is
what
title.
Our podcast has been called to some.
Well, that's
written by Aaron Sorkin.
Written by Aaron
Death
Sorkin.
By Dialogue.
Was he Hercules? Is the name of the guy who played Hercules?
That's the screenwriter.
Oh, no, I get that.
Oh.
Who was the guy? Hercules? I'll check it. But yes, please continue.
Sorbo, Kevin Sorbo.
There you go.
God damn it.
Close enough.
Alan Sorkin, Kevin Sorbo, same thing.
Yeah. They sound similar. The poster is something to look at. It's just a mirror. It looks like the scene from Snow White, but just gone wrong. Like,
yeah, there's a guy like holding a mirror.
Like a Ming the Merciless cross with Dracula sticking his sword out like a phallic.
So it's all right.
Yeah.
For those who speak Larry, it's King Kong Bundy and a Dracula cape.
Okay.
Holding a sword that's coming out of a mirror. The mirror is obviously in another dimension. And then the bloody sword is going through the mirror, and then you see a book that spells Vic on the left side, on the left page, and Tum on the right page. So it says Victim, and there's two sixes underneath, but not a six on the left side. So it's not demonic.
It's a 66.
It's a highway movie.
There's 66 victims.
Oh, Victim 66.
And also
that was the original title.
Yeah, and then
someone watched it and said, "Let's just call this thing Death by Dialogue.
Let's call it what it is, man."
Yeah, exactly.
And the way
Buffalo 66.
The way
the
sword's coming out looks like the Friday the 13th 3D cover is what I kind of got from.
And there's
well.
Like a hoof. There's a hoof. I don't know if you guys see the hoof.
See that at
you
all.
See the hoof?
No.
Like, oh, okay.
Obviously, this movie has layers. Yeah. It has a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the onion of VHS tapes.
No. Damn.
And so the description on the back, Death by Dialogue, brought to you by City Lights Home Video. It was an idle curiosity that led Garland Thorne, common name, to open that dusty old trunk he found in the museum cellar. Little did he know that he was opening Death's door and unleashing the long captive warrior demon from the bowels of hell. Death by Dialogue is a horrifying tale of mutilation and sorcery, starring Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Ken Sorgos. So, there's a black guy with a cutoff shirt. It's going to be great.
So I want to just go back to the 1100 VHS tapes.
Yeah.
How many copies of like
Titanic?
Van Damme's Double Impact was in there? Like, many ones were you just tossing?
Lionheart.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if you knew anything,
doubles of Double Impact.
Yeah.
Wow. See what you did there.
Well, if you know me like Larry claims to know me, you would know that like
his
I would have
friendship is diminishing.
I would have
it's over.
I would have savored every inch of every copy of Double Impact that would have came in that.
Sure. I got a poster waiting for you, my friend.
But yeah, actually, most of the videos were horror. There were a couple of Jerry McGuire's in there, but like. But this one, every kind of maybe Sunday night when I get bored out, because there's so many of those VHSs that I haven't watched.
I was going to ask.
So, yeah, definitely not. So, I kind of just looked through the box covers and thought, what has a chance? And when I saw this one, I thought, I'll have a couple of drinks and I'll watch this and it can't be boring. And I got to say, it's not. It's one of those films that. About three-fourths of the way in, my jaw was on the floor for the final last couple of minutes.
Ooh,
of it. I was just
okay,
like, this is – I really have found something here. This
is a high bar.
For sure.
Well, this isn't good, but it's something.
Right.
It's something.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what should be on the VHS.
It's not bad, but it's something.
No. It's not good. But it's something. And if I saw that on a tape, I'd be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking check this out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am going to check this
out. I do like Kincaid from Dream Warriors.
Absolutely.
And this guy on the cover, I think he does show up in the movie. There are some demons in the movie.
Well, that's the greatest about the
80s
movies.
Yeah.
They did not give a fuck about promotion at all. They're just like, whatever. No.
There's a legendary scene to me in this film where a glam rock band just appears out of the woods and plays a full song.
Spoiler.
And I've used
this on
my Rotten Tomatoes review. Just that description alone.
Well, awesome. Thanks for bringing Death by Dialogue. But before we dive into the movie, Regan, what do we have for today's pleasure
edition of This Ain't Gonna Taste Itself? I brought Colonel Seasons cheesy jalapeno flavor.
Oh, it's Colonel Seasons.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Legit.
Good. It's his one urban spice.
It's
Colonel Seasons, one urban spice.
It's very bright yellow. All it's right. kind of scary. Well, you can pour it on at your own discretion.
I see green. I think pickle.
It's really yellow. First.
No.
Oh, God damn it, Jess.
That's a lot. As always. I've heard a couple of the podcasts, believe it or not. And Jess fucking is allergic to every topping.
It's so, hard. It's hard to be delicate. The spicy ones.
Things we've tried in the past are Colonel Seasons Ranch topping. I've also tried Golden Chick, the restaurant. Yeah. They have something called Latazin, which is a pepper that you want. It's really good.
Yeah. It's one of Trump's ex-wives as well.
what else?
The good ones
get away.
We
tried fajita spice.
Church's Chicken.
Church's Chicken has a spicy sprinkle that'll F you up. It was a really bad idea.
Really,
went straight to your nose.
Yeah.
What else do we do? Straight up like Parmesan oregano, like stuff you would actually just put on pasta. Anyway, so this is cheesy jalapeno.
Nope, nope, in my nose.
She knows, right?
Because they look at Jess. They fucking, I was waiting for it. You're going to be fucking drunk by the end of Death by Dialogue.
Not really, because I got popcorn and unsweet tea.
We're going to end up 69.
All right.
Well,
verdict.
All right,
flavor? It's jalapeno cheddar.
It's cheesy jalapeno, guys.
As Larry, what did you say? Is your nickname?
That's my nickname in high school.
bring the heat with Real Jalapeno Hits. The taste of cheddar. Things get pretty spicy. That's what did I read? The box of Death by Dialogue? Nope, it was the cheesy jalapeno seasoning.
How does it pair
description
with the Medusa?
Terribly.
Yeah.
That goes straight to your nose.
Yeah.
The fruit
the powder,
and cheese,
that's why.
Really.
Yeah.
You would have hated the Church's place.
It's soiling green popcorn.
When we did the Church of Spicy Sprinkle, all it was a coughing for like 5 minutes. It was such a bad idea.
And I didn't spread it liberally either. Like, I was pretty conservative with my sprinkles. There it goes.
He's getting more.
He's got to wash down that cough with some more
you
popcorn.
Spread it out, though. Here, pass me the... No,
that's special stuff that makes you cough.
Do it, Jess.
Honestly, you gotta live. You know,
do it.
You gotta live.
It's all at the bottom.
It is all. Yeah,
a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, that'll be a little more.
All right.
Well, anyway, Chris, Jared, thanks again for joining us. We're about to dive in to Death by Dialogue,
directed by Tom DeWeer.
Radar.
Written and directed by Tom DeWeer.
Sells insurance.
He's dead. No, he is.
He's not dead.
Fucking dead.
It's a Spike Lee joint, but L.I. Spike L.I.
Yeah, he shot
he's
himself.
Teaching Before radio, we go, television, hold film
on. Wait
at a
minute.
Community college.
No, fuck, he's not teaching radio and television film. He is fucking teaching, like, ethics. Like that guy
at a community college.
At a community college, and he goes, "I did a movie once," and I was like, "No one cares."
That's day one class. He's like,
"Well," comes in drunk, smelling like scotch.
Yeah.
Listen, motherfuckers.
Here's your first lesson. I'm a genius.
Lesson number two: Death by Dialogue. Yeah, that was me.
Why is
no
one reacting?
You all Googled me.
All right, here we go. No.
That's what every professor says.
No. Hold on. No. All right, so here's a good sign. He has no IMDb page.
Ooh, that's good.
Oh. Yeah. Unless he's the stunt guy from Captain America: Civil War. That's the only Thomas.
I hope he is. I hope he is. That's even better.
Yeah. So this movie doesn't exist on IMDb. Even
that's
better.
That's how you know it's special.
Yeah.
Good job, Chris.
Yeah, it is special.
Good job.
That's a little karaoke from Comedia Go-Go by the song Night of Our Lives by the Dirty Dogs.
And we just reveled in the cinematic majesty that was Death by Dialogue.
That happened.
And
that
Chris, happened. Thank You're you welcome. So much, yes. man. Thank you so much for, like, inspiring me
You get to make a time machine and travel back to the late 80s to make any fucking movie.
Hey, yeah, and make any kind of buck I could.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah. No, you're just figuring that out. That's what we got to do.
Whoever made that is a thousandaire.
They made that
by
movie.
Now.
They
oh, yeah.
did.
Oh yeah, he definitely at least
they
cleared did.
They accomplished. Thousand. They accomplished a goal. They made that movie.
Yeah.
It is beginning, start,
was,
end.
It is a film.
It was made. It may have been written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it may right. have been written.
You know, it could have been all improvised for all we know. Which
a script within a script.
That's right.
No, none of yeah. the actors had to memorize any lines because they got to literally carry a script around the entire
yeah,
movie.
That was very convenient.
That's beneficial right for everybody
just
involved.
Write that in.
There's write no reason
and
not
when
to.
In doubt, and when in doubt, bring in a NASCAR racer.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple dirt bikes.
Sure.
On fire.
Yeah. Zebra pants.
Guitar exploding ahead at
right.
some point.
So, yeah. Death by Dialogue. What happened? What happened in the movie? What was it about?
So anyone who's listening to this is probably going to IMDb Death by Dialogue. And let me tell you what Death by Dialogue is about as far as what IMDb says.
Okay.
A guy and four of his friends visit his crippled uncle, a taxidermist who lives with his housekeeper next to a movie set. Pretty soon people start being killed in the manner they are in the script of the movie being filmed next door. And that description is half true.
I was going to say, yeah. That's
I don't
like,
think there was a movie being
no,
filmed next door.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah,
there was, no crew established no. or anything.
If anything, they
there was a
said that there's a film set next,
door.
And there, once upon a time, a film was shot next
very
door.
Very Manson family kind
I,
of, you know,
I literally think
Spawn
they thought
ranch.
That was a good idea. And they were like, oh, well. Maybe we should show the crew. It's like, well, we don't have extra equipment. Like, oh,
just turn
that's
the camera
a
around.
Problem,
which is what the director hated to do.
Oh yeah, he did not like to change the,
yes,
the
yeah,
camera direction.
Shot like a
play,
like a play.
Yes.
Yeah, like, it was
yeah.
shot like a live, like
yeah.
movie. Like
yeah.
when they film some, they show something live on TV.
Yeah,
that's supposed to look like a movie.
Well, because here's
right.
and here's my theory
it's
on
one
that
big
is because
tape.
It's all it's shot with TV cameras. It's a very TV. Mm-hmm. looking set, I'm pretty sure, if not the background, but all the hookups of the entire movie were all TV-based. They
oh,
all have
yeah.
a TV background, not film background.
Yeah.
So that's
yep.
the reason why it has that one shot, because it's one set, live studio audience, or not even that. I would say, like, TV, like, morning news,
yeah.
one setup, they put the camera there.
But
they don't
morning
have...
news with one camera.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything's blown out. Like,
right.
You know, I mean, everything's just like, it's just like all this, all white light.
Lots
like,
of fog.
Right.
Lots
of
fog.
Yeah. Which turned me on.
So I really think, I mean, because there's really not a whole lot of info on IMDb, but if I had to guess, I would imagine that either the director or whoever had the hookup, because the director might just be somebody, I want to make a movie, but his connections were with people who worked
yeah.
in TV. And so all their experience is based in TV.
They worked on Murder, She Wrote, and he was like, oh, well, I got a couple friends that work on that show.
Yeah,
and
yeah, I worked on Magnum P.I. yeah. so I can get access
but,
to an F1 racer.
But not even that,
my cousin works on MacGyver.
Motorbikes, yeah.
Whatever local affiliate, like their version of Elvira or their version
oh, yeah.
of like morning talk show, like that's their experience. Like, 100%. Hey, let's make a scary movie.
Yeah, that's,
and
see,
that's why the whole
thing. That's so accurate. I
yeah,
bet.
That's
like,
why the movie has one dimension. It only has one set, like a play, because that's what they're.
And why
to.
They're on a movie set
and,
because
right. yeah.
it was
that's
probably
all
like that's
and,
all
yeah.
they had access to.
And sadly,
to.
I mean, the whole time we're watching this movie, it's hard to step back and go, okay, this is serious.
Right.
Like, they made this serious, and it's a horror movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's supposed to,
it's supposed
be,
scary.
Scary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
this movie.
But they're having fun, though, a little
sure.
bit in the movie.
But I will say,
no,
I will say they definitely took it too seriously as far as this movie is concerned. But, like, most of these movies that we like and enjoy, there's definitely a sense of, like, haha, we're just having fun, like, wink, wink. So
right.
This is not.
No, exactly.
This is some new age shit right
yeah.
here.
See, but that's what makes a good party movie. And that's what,
oh,
I,
yeah.
what I consider Death by Dialogue is definitely a
oh.
party movie. Because, you
it
know,
blew me away.
The beauty of party movies is that, and it's the sad fact of party movies, is someone really put their heart and
absolutely.
Soul
100%.
Into it and failed.
Yeah.
And we're laughing at how bad they are at something they tried really hard at.
Right. Yes.
And that's
and
kind
probably,
of
and probably
a hard
spent, like,
swallow.
Sleepless nights.
Absolutely.
And being like, God, I'm making a fucking movie. It's taken me, like, I don't know, like 30 days.
And the
you know?
Teamsters are fucking everything yeah. up.
The guys in the public access show are really fucking everything up.
So in the movie, it's four got four
five.
Friends.
Five.
Five friends.
One got killed quickly.
Yes, they visit a friend's uncle because he's got a cool farm. And then they find
taxidermist,
and they
get a museum.
A magical script, and they find out whatever's happening in the script is happening in real life. But see,
hence death by dialogue.
But what's happening on screen, that's really hilarious, because in the movie, what happens on screen is that a couple have sex, very steamy, blood 80s, walls,
over,
80s,
over the panties,
panties, yeah.
In a barn,
grind sex, yeah. One floppy.
Softcore.
A badly, badly done tit job.
One got punched for sure.
And then a lady.
Yeah, the lady's nipples were Cookie Monster eyes.
Right. Yeah. So she flew out of the barn through the ether, and then the boyfriend chased her, tried to find her, and then a hair metal band materialized from nowhere and killed him. So that means.
Did they kill him?
They took
the axe came down, which is the name of the song. He Pete Townsend his guitar and ripped
his head up. Exploded his head.
Pete
who?
That's all I got.
That script
related
said
to Robert
that.
Townsend.
Yes, that's right. The script that they're reading, someone wrote that
exterior barn,
a mysterious
man.
Barn. You know, a sex couple has sex in barn. Woman flies out of barn. Hair metal band.
Appears.
No, guy chases her, fights trees.
Yeah.
Fights trees.
Yeah.
And then a hair metal band.
Named the Dirty Dogs.
His favorite band appears.
And a script that's supposed to be ancient, by the way.
That's right.
Yes.
That includes glam rock bands and dirt bikes.
Yeah,
that's
right.
It was written in the Amazon.
Nostradamus in the Amazon.
Did the uncle find the script? Like, why is the script there?
We kind of didn't pay exact attention.
No, well, they mentioned at the end that a journalist wrote it. I guess worked at the movie set and then died, but wasn't properly buried. So they had his ashes in an urn in the
crap
in the trunk.
Man.
Hey man,
yeah, that's,
it sounds
impressive.
Like I'm talking shit. I'm absorbing, bro.
Right, right, exactly. No,
and so it was on the cover. It says victim 66, as previously mentioned I think would be a better
title.
And every time someone else dies, it goes victim 67, it's a victim 68, victim 70, which is what it ended with. And, you know,
sequel's going to be called victim 71.
Oh, fuck sequel, bro.
Yeah.
We're making it.
Yeah, I'll say 100%.
We're going to be calling it
victim 71. We need some dirt bikes and
some explosions.
Well, that's the amazing thing about this is really a testament to making a film with what you've got.
Yeah,
so I'm
right.
Sure, I'm sure that when they tackled this project, they said, you know, we've got dirt bikes.
We got
a NASCAR racer.
Right.
We got this weird.
My uncle's in a glam rock band.
Yeah. Yeah. We got this weird, like, Godzilla, like, sort of.
Gargoyle.
Yeah.
We have no
idea where that came from, but we've got it.
Well, do we have sound effects? I got monkeys.
Sherry will show her tits.
Yeah. Wait, isn't one of them fucked up? Nah, fuck it. She'll do it, though.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, I know Kincaid from Nightmare on Elm Street. You think he'll do it?
Yeah, dude. He totally owes me a bunch of favors.
Yeah, and when those elements come out, that's when the film is at its best, actually.
Right.
Well, it's funny about all these bad movies is, like, there's always something you pick. Well, yeah. Sorry. All these independently made movies that you go, there's something to take from this. Like, you go, wow, like, there's a special effect here that you're just like, wow, that's pretty cool. Like, when they had the dirt bikes going through the flames, that's not easy to do.
That's super hard.
That's not something you just go record and go, all right,
up
action.
On dirt bikes.
So as a
up-and-coming filmmaker, you know, when you watch a film like this, what are you taking from it?
What I took from it is that whoever made Fast and the Furious stole everything from this movie. That's all I can say.
I think Charlie Kaufman is a hack, and he stole the idea for adaptation for this
adaptation
movie.
Is the Stranger Things to this particular thing. That's kind of like the thing. Like, this is upside down. This is it. An adaptation is Stranger Things to that's the parallel.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit, man.
I think we should write a really angry
But that means
letter.
Adaptation's still really good and enjoyable, even though it's derivative.
A giant ripoff of Death by Dialogue.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
What a shame.
But the same, like, again, like, that's what I take away in terms of, like, just people. They just did it. They wanted to make a movie.
Sure.
Somebody wanted to make a movie, and they wanted to have these elements where it's a hair metal band, It's a riff-raff from Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Cutting people up with explosions and dirt bikes, and like they executed that vision.
So, yes.
Incoherently, yes. But they got they what did. They wanted. They wanted
they
those
finished them, yeah.
materials in it. He wanted tits. He had tits. Yeah. He wanted a race car.
Someone had access to like a small state park natural reserve thing that had like a bunch of butterflies
yeah.
and like taxidermy
right. yeah.
animals.
Was, this is going to be perfect for the set. This is going to be great.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is it supposed to be? I don't know. I will say, though, I like the band scene was the standout for me. I think that was
– no, for
that
sure.
Was just
the band scene is the best scene I've ever seen in
yeah, I mean, yeah. I
agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the floating head.
S-E-E-N.
Yeah.
Best scene I've ever seen.
You know, like when like Dr. Grant sees the dinosaurs for the first time in Jurassic Park? That yeah. was me for this scene. Like right. I was just like, whoa. Like
I recorded our actual reaction and posted it on
it
Instagram.
It sounded like we were at a rock concert.
Yeah.
Like, it was like Dave and Halen just came out. We're like, fuck.
And
yeah.
Chris was just nodding and I told you
yeah.
so.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The
yeah.
whole time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He was just
you're
like,
welcome.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
welcome.
Yeah. You're yeah. welcome.
He goes, they'll make him like
he was the rock in fucking Moana.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But going, okay,
you're
so.
Like Mrs. Butterworth after yeah. you poured syrup on the pancakes, and she's like, uh-huh.
Eat that came from inside me. Yeah. That's how Chris was. Yeah.
So we.
I'm never going to look at her the same way.
I take that as an enormous compliment.
Yeah, yes, man. You should. You're Mrs. Butterworth in us. And no docking.
Yeah.
No docking.
No docking involved. Yeah.
Yeah. They killed most of the women on there. All the guys survived, so I was expecting some docking.
Yeah. Who was – we IMDb'd somebody that was a
– the director.
Was a stunt person.
Yes.
Is a stunt person for a lot of like high-budget movies.
Right.
Civil
War. So if you
War
look at this
included.
Movie, though,
it makes
has
sense.
Very, very high – like high
stunts,
like hard stunts. Like they had guys jumping off of motorcycles with explosions.
There was a guy on
running
fire?
Around for fire for a long
guy
time.
Guy on fire.
No, yeah. guy on fire. Guys, clothesline, bike, motorcycle clothesline.
Woman getting pulled out of a cabin, like at the.
Oh, that
the,
was yeah. that was a good effect.
Like, that's hard.
I will say yeah. that was probably the best effect.
And then honestly, the guy lifting her up with the sword, I don't know how they did that.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, like, there's a
I'm being serious.
There's yeah. a possibility that this movie might have been made by a group of stunt people because, for
yeah.
instance, our actress with the zebra pants.
Yeah.
Her key role in film is a stunt woman.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
She was in the town.
So I'm imagining a bunch of stunt guys got together with a big bag of cocaine, and they made this movie.
So that must have been really her that got shot out of the window. Because
yeah.
it wasn't cutaways or anything.
I mean, it was a rope, dude. That was a
yeah.
fucking pulley and a rope. That's all it was. There
oh,
was
has,
no,
yeah.
There was
she
no
has
tricks.
85 stunt credits. All, yes.
So
know.
This was maybe
a
movie made by stunt
Nightcrawler?
People.
Nightcrawler?
Wow.
Wow.
That's this, what fucked her
this
tits
is their
up.
John Wick.
This is their John
it's
Wick.
It's not John Wick. John Wick is a stunt man made movie. This is pretty much
wow.
it. Maybe it was a demo reel for them that they're just like, just make a movie.
Yeah, they're like, yeah. we have a VHS camera. We can make this.
Right. But how are we going to get it to the urban market? Yeah. Let's cast Kincaid from Nightmare on Elm Street. Does he have a girlfriend? Let's not cross any barriers here, guys.
But he is very protective. He protectively lingers over his sleeping friends.
And upset a lot. He brought an Afro pick when he was asked to bring a pickaxe.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Which was also known as a hoe, which was – I was expecting like – that joke.
They didn't have right. – they goes, well, I brought the hoe.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. You didn't tell me to bring any hoes.
That could have been a double-layered thing. I didn't bring a pick. I brought the hoe. Oh, I'm just kidding. I brought a pick. And then he picks
and
his
he
hair.
And he picks his hair. And
but
I'm
no,
just like,
they didn't do
on,
any of
man.
That. They just straight up like, I only brought one pick.
Being drug around on a motorcycle for a long time, that's super hard, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Those
a lot of
easy
that.
Stunts to pull off.
There's probably a good 4 or 5 stunts that's like that you can
the
tell
degree of
they're
difficulty.
Professional.
Yeah.
That being said, I wonder what the budget was on this, though. Like, would you – I'd probably guess, like, under 50, you know? Like,
yeah,
even,
under
even
50K?
Then, yeah, even then. Yeah.
Under 50K?
Even then, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say 50K.
Yeah, yeah. You got some people working
I don't know where the money. Oh,
true.
Yeah.
You got everyone's like, I'll just do my stunts.
And they didn't spend money on film.
Yeah.
Because they did it on VHS. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, fuck 50 then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, 25.
Yeah, the only reason I would say there's any money involved is because of the stunts. But then again, they might have just been fucking winging it.
If they did it for their reel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think it could be between like 25 and like 30 or something like that for like an actual, yeah, like not like, you know, paying everybody.
It sounds like a script that would be written by a stunt person.
Yes, that makes sense in his mind. It's a great script, and everyone he pitches it to, they're just like, wow, this is really boring.
And that's where the budget comes from, because all all the crazy shit, all the crazy, like the band and the race car and that shit, those are the movie compromises.
Right, right.
That's the whole thing. It's like, I'll hook you up with some money, but can you shoot a video for my band? Can you do
Captain America Civil War 20, 30 years from now?
Yeah, exactly.
We've been working on this. We did a Captain America movie recently, and it really sucks.
Pretty soon, this guy named Chris Evans, you're going to love him.
Yeah, he's 11 right now. But you watch, man.
Trust me, he's going to kill it.
Me and Harvey have been grooming him. I'm sorry. That's wrong. That's fucked up. Me and Kevin have been grooming him to be a great.
Yeah, there we go.
Great
he's
actor.
A, he's
yeah.
a boy.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh my god.
Oh, what's gonna happen, guys? their career is fucked.
Netflix's gonna pull your show because you mentioned him.
Starting to make Kevin's a lot of sense.
He's pulling other things, not his.
So.
House of, there it is. House of
Death by Cards. Dialogue.
You can't. Is this on YouTube at all? You posted it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do believe that it has been downloaded on YouTube, but I don't think that presentation matches what we saw tonight.
Not at all. That was hi-fi stereo, friend.
All foreheads.
Straight sure. But for anybody who does want to experience this and kind of believe what we've been talking about, I think it's definitely something you can find. Even though when you're watching it, you just can't believe it exists.
It is very much a weird, it's an oddity for sure.
I just think that City Lights movie studio is just the best. That's the greatest company ever. Whoever they are, that company is their only film.
Isn't that an actual publishing company
Bless them. Whoever they are, bless them.
You can find Death by Dialogue on DVD.
What?
For $10.99. And that's actually all it's available on. There is no VHS.
I don't know about that.
And it is the Death by Dialogue that we just saw, and you can get it for $10.99 at Barnes and Noble's.
Barnes and Noble is selling this.
Yeah, and then everything else is eBay. Oh, FYE selling it too.
$10.99. Next level shit, guys.
Yeah. So guys, go to fucking Barnes and Nobes.
Yeah.
Get a fucking caramel frap.
Yeah.
And pick up a copy of Death by Dialogue for $10.99.
Fuck books. What's hilarious? Death by Dialogue.
And Joy of Sex.
I'm trying to punch it into the Google search bar, and you know, it doesn't
error.
It doesn't auto.
Death by diarrhea, death by diamonds and pearls, death by diabetes.
I officially know the next.
You have to fully type death by dialogue. Yeah. Of all the things that have.
Well, I definitely know my next movie, Death by Diarrhea.
Death by Dialysis?
Yep.
Yeah. Then Death by Dialogue.
Jerk off instructions comes up automatically. Death by Dialogue does it. And you can get both at Barnes and Noble's.
Good God.
Jerk off instructions for dummies.
In the cover's defense, though.
Or JOI.
You know, there is a dude that kind of looks like that with kind of a sword.
A little bit.
For what it's worth, the cover of the movie delivers. No, I take back everything I said.
Except for the mirror.
The mirror makes no sense. Yeah, there is no mirror scene.
That's more of a metaphor for the different kind of passage of.
There's a lot of layers in this movie. Honestly, we're probably not smart enough to get it yet.
It's like the Shrek of horror movies.
Yeah. It said it was distributed by Troma.
No.
Not this one, but maybe down the road, because I think
possibly.
the YouTube link has a foreward by
Charlie Kaufman? Or Lloyd Kaufman?
Yeah, I think.
Sorry. I'm mad at Charlie Kaufman. He's ripping his shit off.
I will say this with confidence, that this movie is definitely better than any Troma movie I've ever seen. And that's a fact.
Ooh. Better than Terror Firmer?
I'll be honest with you. I don't like any of the trauma movies, though. Sorry.
Even Toxic?
Well, those are
I can't. Don't do it for me. I don't know.
Like, well, Redneck Zombies, I'm with you.
Yeah, no, I can't do that one. But if you're going to compare,
you're an alumni
though, yeah.
of the guy who produced Surf Nazis Must Die. He's who taught you how to be a filmmaker.
That's right. He's actually a very talented man. But
shocking
for
news
surf by
right
Nazis.
Here.
Oh, Surf by Nazis. That's a good title. No, yeah. it's called Surf Nazis Must Die, and he produced it in the 80s, and Troma bought it basically.
And it is probably the best movie trailer I've ever seen.
It surf is. Nazis and
did you show it before?
I did.
Yeah,
I did. Yeah,
summer school.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Great. And no joke, not to plug that movie too much, but I will say that the soundtrack for that movie, John McCallum did it. He also taught me sound. He is fantastic, and that soundtrack is fantastic. Like, they sold on vinyl, actually, at Vulcan Video. Or not Vulcan. Sorry, not Vulcan. Damn it, what's it called? Waterloo Records. There you go.
Ew. Wow. Yeah. Austin,
but you're not. Are you, Austin did change me, man. Heck. I got beard oil right now. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, beard oil. So yes. So before we go on, so what's the final verdict on jalapeno cheddar?
Ooh,
I
liked it.
I give it a C for coughable.
Yeah. Definitely coughable, but delicious.
All right.
Yeah,
I would snort it again.
I think
I like anything spicy. I do.
Yeah,
good.
I don't trust the green color though. They should change that up. I think.
Yeah, it's a little bright.
It's like a highlighter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm growing something in my body because of it.
Yeah, there's definitely some fungi.
It's not real.
Yeah, no, it's not real food.
Jess is going at it still.
No, I get the little kernels. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps it up for this edition of Comedia Gogo's movie podcast. Have you seen this, man? And then it comes to the point that we need to remind listeners that. Even in our movie form, public access is an educational program. Mm-hmm. And we've come to this segment where we like to ask the question, what did you come to know? What piece of knowledge or newfound information or nugget of a life lesson did you come to know from watching Death by Dialogue?
Watching this movie, what made you come to learn something about life?
I thought you just made you come. I was going to say, I already got that answer.
The world.
Yeah, I mean,
Chris, please.
Yeah, I'll start with that because I'm feeling it really strong right now. Yeah. The whole theme of this film is that art imitates life.
Oh, wow!
And I think that we actually learned that tonight in real time because
zebra pants.
The beginning of this film, yeah,
so zebra pants showed up.
Lovely young woman in zebra pants. And when I see something like that, I think, oh, that's. That is then. We'll never see that again. And what walks through the door?
Lawrence Mercado, close friend of ours, with his lady friend wearing...
Nearly identical.
I mean, they were the exact same.
Oh, pants. They were straight up the same pants.
And if you want to get down to it, what are the chances? I mean, really?
Yeah.
What are the chances of anything in this film actually taking
place? I know. That's what I'm saying. I think...
Maybe more than we think.
Ooh, it was a spiritual trip.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
We've opened... A rift in Death's design by watching this movie.
We absolutely did. Go ahead,
I survived. Well, I'll just say the only lesson, I mean, not only, but the main lesson I learned was if you find a crate that shoots sparks at you, check it again.
Yeah. That dude just took explosion to the face.
Yeah, he literally exploded and he goes, well, there I go, check it again.
Check it three times.
I'm just saying, that says a lot about that guy. And, you know, that's all I can say.
What I came to know is... that a guitar is a deadly weapon. And even though there have been many, you know, movies where guitars have been used to kill somebody, but to actually twirl it around, have it somehow still play music while it's being turned around.
Exactly. Magic.
And then blow a head up only to have that person be reincarnated into a race car driver that still gets to, like, Mormon bone his lost lady friend with her cross-eyed boobs
and her guillotine scarf.
Gives me hope that maybe when I die, I'll be able to not have sex in a race car and still get decapitated.
Honestly, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, does striped pants look like Beetlejuice? So since he died in the afterlife, does he go where the death for the dead is? since he died in death.
Like he died, he died.
He died in a dream.
So he died in real life then.
Fuck. Yeah. That's fucking deep.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
What I came to know was that much like listening to like a music on like a record or watching a film 35mm print. Like, I think just watching this on VHS added something to it, you know?
100%. I agree. 100%.
Like, the feeling of... I can't remember the last time that I've seen a tracking bar, like, you know, and listening to the difference and, like...
Hearing that, like, the popping.
The cricket, like, it was interesting that added to this entire experience. Absolutely. So I'm glad, Chris, that you brought it on VHS.
Thank you.
Because it was like I said, putting on a record or watching, like, an actual print of a film. It was just like... You kind of get taken back to that time of, like, 100%. Watching.
Yeah.
Also watching, like, a VHS with your friends. Like, going in a VHS eating with popcorn, your buddies. Eating popcorn. Watching jokes. A scary movie with your buddies.
Dark.
Yeah.
Pants off.
So.
Yeah.
Well, Jared, that was just you.
Yeah.
Well, so, I've got 1,010 other VHS to go. So anytime you want to borrow anything.
Well, you know, 500 of those are Speed and
Jerry McCoy. Double team.
And Simon Says.
He has a couple Speed 2s, too. Right.
They're $300, but they're going to be all hollowed out because you need to import these humans from south of the border to the United States.
You really have,
they're from Coyote Video.
Nice. Yeah. Who would fucking check those trucks?
No one would exactly. Like,
well, if I would have pulled you over with all those VHS in the truck, I'd be like, okay, this guy's a serial killer.
Like, no, I'd be like, this guy's a fucking loser.
I got tons of stuff. You got Death by Dialogue. And there's this guy in the 80s. He was a stuntman. And, you know,
he's just going to keep going.
I don't care. Oh, you got Mexican movies in there? Get the fuck out of here. It's like, Death by Dialogue. I got Mono's Hands of Fate. I got Samurai Cop.
Just go.
Just
go.
The fuck
they're
out
starting
of here.
To melt.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Go.
Get hi, Mark.
What I came to know is that actor thespian Ken Segoes,
the one and only,
is available for you. His services are renderable. As proven by Death by Dialogue, whether it was a favor or just side drug money or just good Samaritan, like, hey, I want to be in a movie, because he's got a long list of credits. He definitely has screen presence. He has moves. And
I just want to just like an animated gif of him doing that thing just over and over.
I definitely think he was underutilized in this movie, and
he was the real star.
He
survived
enough for the
again.
Yes, again, enough for the video box to declare the kid who survived Nightmare on Elm Street 3 returns in Death by Dialogue, and I think that was very. That's what I came to.
Well, I found him on Facebook.
Oh, let's go. We just watched
We have four mutual friends. I'm going to click add friend.
Just watched Death by Design.
He has...
Death by Design.
Death by Dialogue.
He says yes from Death by Dialogue.
I'll tell you what. We're mutual friends with Leatherface 2 and Leatherface 3D.
Good.
So he
still counts.
He does horror cons. And I will send him a message with all of us on there.
Wonderful.
Yes. Saying that we just saw Death by Dialogue.
We just sent him our selfie with
please.
Us taking the picture.
Take the picture with Death by Dialogue.
Yes.
I'll send it to him.
Please.
And I'll probably get blocked.
Hey, worth it. Worth it.
No.
He's going to make his day, honestly.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
So, Chris, Jared, thank you so much for coming down. Thanks for bringing the movie. Once for our listeners, where can people find you on social media or any kind of stuff to find out about the latest projects, Last Delivery, any of that good stuff? What do you guys have for us?
Right now, we're on Facebook, so just Last Delivery. You'll see us. You'll see the poster and everything like that. I'll have a new poster up soon, I'm sure.
Yes. Oh, that poster, was fucking killer.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah.
We'll have another one soon. We'll have an even cooler one, I'm sure. We'll probably have that released early 2018, so just keep out for that. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, production company Garth Manor Cinema, so you can find that on Facebook or garthmannercinema.com. And the new feature film that we're shooting right now, Scare Package, you can find that on Facebook as well or scarepackage.com. So, look us up and write us. Tell us what you're up to. Any filmmakers out there, writers, anybody looking to do something? Yeah, we're always wanting to meet new people who love what we love. Anybody who wants to make a nice film like the one we watched today, you're talking to the right guys.
Don't tell me that because I can have a script to you by tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll say, yeah, I should get really drunk.
I can tell you that one trip to the American film market and you will know that if you make a movie with a poster half this good and a script...
It's going to get sold.
Yeah, or half of a script,
yeah,
it will get sold.
I've already written half of Victim 71 on my phone right now.
Oh, so. Wow.
Dude, that's a smart move.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
And when I message Ken Segoz, he's going to be in that motherfucker.
It's death by design.
I've already done did this. You youngsters don't know nothing. What you going doing unburying shit?
Like it's real to him.
Well, yeah. And it's just like, well, we're going around just digging around in this forest and we found this box and it had a script in it. God damn it. You know what I had to do to put that thing under the motherfucking ground?
And then he starts dancing.
Look, before the demon comes out here, get a bitch in some zebra pants and a volleyball. And
I'm going to play some volleyball.
We're going to play some volleyball. Is that a motherfucking F-150? That better be a...
That's a truck.
Yeah, it's my truck. I didn't say F-150. I said F-1 racer. Blame Ken Segoz from Death by Dialogue.
Hilarious.
That he said to a guy on a bike who was a zombie?
Yeah.
It was just dude on his bike. Just dudes on bikes.
That he was going to burn, but didn't.
Because he got up.
He was full of gas.
Yeah, burn him. Oh, he's getting up.
He
gotta go.
Oh, man.
He just kind of went, I can't do it.
Like, why couldn't the zombie kill him?
It wasn't in the script.
Yeah.
He was right there. The zombie could have done what he would have
he's
done.
He's powerless off of his bike, obviously.
But then he got on his bike.
Did he?
Yes.
Wait, but then how did... I don't know.
Bikes are faster than humans.
Ghost bikes?
I don't know. I run pretty fast. So.
I don't know if you run as fast as Ken Segoz, the kid who survived Nightmare on Elm Street 3, because he was back on Death by Dialogue. Available at Barnes & Noble's for $10.99.
Radar. Well, it's not even officially rated because it didn't go through the proper channels.
That fucker's rated R.
Oh, yeah. It's rated R.
With all the tits and F-bombs that only one character gets.
Blown out implants.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cookie Monster tits.
Well, again, Chris, Jared, thank you for joining us. For everybody else listening to us, thanks for listening to us at oneofus.net. Thanks for joining us in our movie adventure. You can find out more about our past adventures and all kinds of good stuff at comediaagogo.com, and you can find us on Facebook and on Twitter, and you can at comediaagogo and hashtag public access, and on our public access Happy Campers Facebook page, let us know about movies that you love that you think we may have not seen. We love to hear suggestions. We love to keep the party rolling, keep our movie knowledge bits growing and all that good stuff. So thanks a bunch for listening, guys. It's a pleasure. Death by Dialogue. So once again, from all of us at Public Access, this is Jess.
This is Regan.
And this was Larry.
Yay! And Death by Dialogue, we seen it.
We seen it.
We seen it.
We done seen it.